The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
People in the real world. Now, if they were out there saying things contra mundum, against the world, right? That's the Latin. If they were contra mundum, and they were out there saying things about, hey, this LGBT infatuation, this is bad. Souls are going to perish. They're going to fall like snowflakes into hell. As Our Lady told those children at Fatima during the apparitions at Fatima, if they were out there contra mundum and were saying, hey, you know, these teenagers that are all mutilating themselves with their parents' permission, parents, that's a sinful thing to do. Don't do it. Do it. You're ruining your kids' lives. If they were contra mundum and saying these things, then you would say, well, hey, that's what they're supposed to do. Remember in the Gospels, as this world has denied me, so it will deny you. They're doing the exact opposite. They're craving and they're actually getting the human respect now. It's only the very small coterie of Catholic laity and even smaller percentage of ordained priests and bishops that see this for what it is, are gravely alarmed, and are shedding tears on their knees and begging God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, patron saints, the Mother of God, to make it stop. These people, in other words, are being egged on. This defies a natural explanation. And since we know that the supernatural explanation would be they would be contra mundum, against the world, and since they're not, since they are with it, even though they've been trained, took orders, for heaven's sakes, had indelible marks placed upon their souls that cannot be removed, they've fallen into the enemy's hands. There's no other way to explain this. It is a supernatural event we are witnessing. You're seeing what open infatuation and, in some cases, possession actually looks like. Now, better chart their out. They're not out there screaming, and their heads are spinning around and not spitting up green vomit. Why would they? They're welcoming the demons. You're like, oh, this is what it's like to have one of you. Oh, this is awesome. Look at all the people that love me now. And this is exactly what should be expected from the war that began, that culminated in its trademark now. This is trademark. It's trademark ecclesiastical accomplishment. No, not the flight of Luther from the faith, not the beginnings of the Reformation and the Protestant revolt in England and across Europe, not the rise of Islam. None of those can measure up to the signature accomplishment that the crown jewel of the assault must be viewed properly as what has occurred officially and legally with church permission, indeed endorsement, after that council. It's called the Second Vatican Council. There's just, ladies and gentlemen, there's no way around this anymore. Anyone that doesn't see this, I weep for them. I wept for them this morning. There's no other way around this. You're going to get a couple of different reactions to this. The principal one is going to be, oh, this is awesome. Oh, we love our... Haters gonna hate. We love our Pope, St. Paul the Sixth. Oh, I can't wait until Luther is canonized. I can't wait. You might have noticed that the saint of the day today is St. Isaac Yokes. Father Isaac Yokes. How many of you know the story of Father Isaac Yokes? A partially fictional account of this was written in the late 1980s in a book. I know the movie was called Black Robe. I'm not sure. I think the book might have been called Black Robe as well. But the story of Father Yogue is actually true. As a matter of fact, my brother Andre Marie and company, when they go on that pilgrimage every September for the North American martyrs, he's one of the martyrs that's recognized.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca, having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.